So, you've been listening for a while now to Laura's Diary. This is Laura, who works on our show, who used to keep a diary about 10 years ago. And her sister, Mary, has been finding the diaries from 1997 and reading them out on Radio 1 over the last, well, a few months now, isn't it, really, on and off?
Mm.
Right, now, what happened last time on the diary was that Laura wrote about this bloke. This is bloke who was introduced by her to some of her friends in Glasgow. She's at university in Glasgow right now in the diary. Now, this bloke is vaguely famous and has been on TV. And we just called him Mr. X on Thursday of last week on the last diary just because we weren't quite sure what the legal situation was.
Yeah.
Right, to be honest, it's not happening at this stage.
Why?
Because they are still saying that we can't name who it is, which I find ridiculous, actually, because it's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but he's probably...
I don't think he's that famous, but...
But he's got a reputation to think of.
Yeah, and they're saying that we can't name him Mr. X in the diary, so for now, we'll probably just have to keep it a secret. However, I don't see why... one of the ones who doesn't speak could probably advise me on this. I don't see why we can't... like, give the first initial or something, just because that's not naming him, is it?
Well, the first name...
Is that sending you into a panic? Just nod, or... Yeah, it's okay, is it?
That's okay, is it?
So, we can do that.
The first
initial of his first name.
Right.
And then, if anything else, like, happens and we can reveal the full name or whatever, then we'll let you know.
Okay. But
at the moment, it's more than my job's worth, I can't do it.
Right.
Okay, it's J.
J.
J. Right? That's all I can say at the moment. I know I'm getting loads of texts now from people going, oh, just tell us who it is. It's not that simple. I'm not allowed to because obviously this guy has some kind of reputation to keep up and I can't say who it is. Who?
Jeremy Beadle.
It's not Jeremy Beadle, no. Please welcome for the next instalment of Laura's Diary at almost 5:15. It's Laura's sister Mary. Good evening.
Good evening.
Right, you haven't got anything else about Mr. X in there, have you? If you have, just... blank out with a Mr. X and a blank, okay?
Okay.
Right, and don't say what he used to be in or anything, okay?
Okay.
Okay, please go.
Monday, 20th of October, 1997. Dear Diary, just got a letter from Daddy with an itemised phone bill from home in it. He says he wants me to contribute £73.46 towards it. I'm going to double check it. Mr. X keeps calling me, but I keep missing him. The last message he left said he was going to be out of the country next week, so hopefully I'll see him before then. Maybe I'll call him tonight, after I've called Ben. I can't stop thinking about him.
Which one?
Is that Ben or
Ben
Mr. X?
Or Mr. X?
No idea. Bit annoyed. Because someone keeps nicking my milk out of the fridge. I asked the boys about it, but they said they know nothing about it. I think it's the weird Portuguese guy. Dave and Alan...
Because he likes milk. He does. We've had that. He likes milk. He loves a bit of milk. He loves milk.
Dave and Alan want to have a Halloween party. I'm a bit dubious, because all their friends are, quite frankly, weird. And the fire alarm is bound to go off, and I refuse to pay the fine, especially after the phone bill letter from Daddy. I've met a really nice girl called Sarah, who lives in the same flat as the lesbians. She's really pretty, got a really cool accent, and is going out with someone back home too. We were talking about it last night, and she understands how hard it is. We ate loads of chocolate, this is absolutely rank, checked each other's backs for spots.
What? You said again?
Checked each other's backs for spots.
Do girls do that?
Is
that
no.
Right, okay. Just checking.
No, just you, Laura.
You weird, weird sister. And she lent me a Counting Crows CD.
Wow.
Awesome. I think she could be a really good friend to me. I started painting Ben a picture. Wanted to do something special for him, especially after he made me that tape. That was mint. It's of two blue nudes, and it's coming on really well.
Ooh, what's that?
Two blue nudes.
Two blue nudes, yes.
Oh.
Maybe I'll give it to Mr. X instead.
Oh.
Got hockey trials tonight for the uni team. Hopefully I'll get on. Love, Laura. P.S. Picked up my prescription for my bald patch, and it's got steroids in it. That's it.
Another bombshell.
Love you, Mary. Speak to you tomorrow.
Love ya.
Now, for the latest instalment of The Diary, at exactly 5:15, here's Laura's sister, Mary. Good evening.
Good evening.
The next part, please.
Okay. Tuesday, 21st of October, 1997. Dear Diary, I've just bought a train ticket. I've decided I've had enough of uni. I'm going to go home.
What?
Tomorrow. I miss Ben too much. And it's been ages since we've had any fun together. It's so hard trying to keep a relationship going over the phone. Especially when you're this much in love.
Wait a second. Right, so it's been how many days? 10 days I've worked out since you saw Ben. And since then you've done Alan twice. And you could have done it with Mr. X if you pushed it, but you didn't. Anyway, carry on.
I've been listening to the CD Sarah lent me a lot, and Raining in Baltimore describes my situation exactly.
What's Raining in Baltimore?
I think it's a Counting Crows track.
Oh,
is that right?
Because she lent her a Counting Crows CD, didn't she? Okay.
Keep up, come on.
Yeah, sorry.
Apart from the fact it's about some town in America.
So it's exactly like a situation, but it's not.
No one seems to understand how hard it is for me. Being all alone in a place you don't know, with people you don't know. There's only so many times you can pretend Auntie Ruby's come to stay to avoid going out with them.
Who's Auntie Ruby?
Who's that?
So like your dad's sister or something? Mum's sister? Your mum's sister?
What is that?
Come on, kids.
Is that...
Surfing the Crimson Wave?
Is that something to do with curry or something? Oh, got the painters in, you mean? Arsenal playing at home, right, I get it. Cool. Well, I don't get it, but I know what you mean, yeah.
I have no idea what's going on.
Continue.
But me and Sarah were talking, and she says she's going home, and suggested I do the same. It's not like I'm going to miss much here. I can get the notes I miss. I'm sure I can practice being a dinosaur in my own time if I need to. And Mr. X is going away anyway.
Oh, that's what it comes down to. Ah, that's where Mr. X is disappearing, or so you're going to go as
I'm off, bye. Yeah.
And as my poster says, don't let your fears stand in the way of your dreams. So I'm planning not to. I'm planning on taking Ben away somewhere where we can have a bit of space. Try new things and do what we want. Right.
Don't take Auntie Ruby with you.
Right, yeah.
Hopefully Ben's mum will let us have the car and then we can drive somewhere. Maybe somewhere romantic or by the sea. Like Scarborough or Skegness.
It's dead romantic, Skegness, isn't it?
Very.
I'm going to do some investigating. Love, Laura. P.S. If I'm back, I'll be able to sort the phone bill out with Daddy, too.
Yeah. £73.46, please. Mm-hmm. Right, thanks, Mary. That was great. Speak to you tomorrow.
See you later.
Love ya.
Love ya.
Before we start the diary, I'd like to say that Laura's sister Mary was out at the gallery in York last night for someone's 18th birthday, and she was dancing like a loon to the Baywatch theme until the wee small hours, and only got up 2 hours ago. Good morning.
Good morning.
Right, wait there. I just need to play you a little bit of the CD which I bought in today.
What?
Remember on the diary yesterday, Laura had been listening to the Counting Crows CD that her friend Sarah had lent her?
Mm.
And the track Raining in Baltimore totally kind of exactly describes how she's feeling. I think that's what she put.
Describes my situation exactly, that's it. With the words.
Mm. Okay, so if you think about Laura's situation, if you've been listening to the diary on a regular basis, I've got the track I'm going to play you now. See if you think this relates to Laura's life. Here it is.
The circus is falling down on its knees. The big top is crumbling down.
You in the circus?
You a trapeze artist?
Carney.
Raining in Baltimore, 50 miles east, where you should be. No one's around. I need a phone call.
Oh, God.
I need a ring.
Listen to Mary laughing. How is that? How does that relate to your life in any way? Tell me.
It's just the lyrics.
You needed a phone call from the circus.
Is Auntie Ruby a trapeze artist?
I've never had a clown. I'd quite like one to call me up.
Smell my flower. And now...
I don't think we actually need the diary today. This is fine. Anyhow, thanks, Mary. Bye.
Right. Okay, bye.
Here's the next bit of Laura's diary.
Okay. Wednesday, 22nd of October, 1997. Dear diary, I'm in York. Took me ages to get the feeling back in my left leg after some fat lady got on at Edinburgh and took up half my seat for most of the journey. I just looked out of the window and tried to listen to my music. I really like the Counting Crows now. Before I left...
I can see why.
The circus is falling.
Oh, God.
Bless. Before I left, the boys asked me how long I was planning to be away for. Probably so they could sublet my room or something, not because they care. I told them to stop pretending to care, and that I might never come back. Then left, after locking all of my food and kitchen stuff in my room. No one's getting your food, are they, Laura? I've managed to book a room in a hotel called The Sunningdale in Skegness.
Sounds fancy.
Romance.
It sounds really nice. Full English breakfast is included, and there's tea and coffee making facilities.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But that's really important.
Tea and coffee making facilities. Do you know they've got that shortbread as well?
A hairdryer in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Posh.
Hope Ben likes it. I had to put a deposit on my credit card.
Seriously, he'll be wowed by the tea and coffee making facilities.
I'm going to turn up and surprise Ben after he finishes college tomorrow. I can't wait to see his face. I'm going to wear the shiny trousers he likes.
Gross.
Rank.
I used to have a pair of shiny trousers. Yeah.
Never mind.
Thanks for that. Is that today's cliffhanger?
Sarah said that it sounded like we were going on some kind of dirty weekend away. I explained it wasn't like that.
Yes, it is.
That makes it sound cheap. And this is something different, because we're in love. And anyway...
The circus is falling.
And anyway, we're going midweek, not at the weekend. I'm really excited. It feels right that I'm home. This is where I belong. I'm going to phone Ben's mum on the sly in a bit and see if we can get the car. But then I'll have a bath, shave, and pack a bag.
The circus is falling down on its knees.
But if the break turns out the way I want it to, this is gross, then I doubt we'll be needing many clothes.
Ew.
Wrong?
Wrong.
Love, Laura. P.S. Wonder what Ben will think about my bald patch.
Right. I've lost it, Mary. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.
Love it, Mills.
Circle.
Oh, no. No. Love you. Kanye West. Now at almost 5:15, I'd like to welcome Laura's sister, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you talking to me from right now?
My garage.
Right.
It's freezing.
Right, why are you in the garage? Why have you been banished outside?
Because each family member decided to bag me a room, so...
So you're right. I've just got a little image of you now, in a cold garage somewhere in York, just you and a big diary.
I can see my actual breath.
Can you?
Thought Daddy had maybe locked you in the garage for not eating your tea properly or something.
Using the wrong forks.
Yeah.
How is your dad? Is he right?
Yeah, he's good. Do you want to talk to him?
No.
Wolf.
Has he found you lately?
No, not recently. Oh, okay. I haven't seen him.
Okay, can we have the next part of Laura's Diary, please, on Radio 1?
Friday the 24th of October, 1997. Dear Diary, Ben's asleep. We didn't leave our room for the whole of yesterday, apart from when Ben went out to get some supplies.
Sure, you got tea and coffee.
Yeah, what do you want? You got shortbread, you got tea, you got coffee. You got English breakfast in the morning. What more do you need?
What are the supplies?
Okay, go on.
When we checked in, the guy kept calling us Mr. and Mrs. Sayers. Had to try really hard to keep a straight face. It's obvious what we are here for. The room is okay. We've run out of tea and coffee, though, because we didn't let them in to clean the room this morning.
Okay.
Haven't seen any of Skegness yet, and it was dark when we arrived. So I think we might go out later, when he wakes up, to get some food. I'm starving.
Rubbish boys, they always fall asleep, don't they?
Feeling a bit funny, really. It feels like no one can touch us here, and that we've really got space to be ourselves and do what we want. It's so nice to see him again, and we're having loads of fun, but I'm feeling a bit rejected. Mm. I told him I loved him last night.
Oh, dear.
But he didn't say anything back.
No.
He just kissed me on the forehead and said that he knew.
Oh, no! I love you.
Gutted.
I know.
Not really the response I was hoping for. All that can mean is that he doesn't love me. And if he doesn't love me, then either I'm wasting my time, or he's one of those boys who has a real problem saying it.
The circus has fallen down on its knees.
Or he loves someone else. Maybe he still loves Jenny. If he loves Jenny, then maybe I should come clean about Alan.
Oh,
then
no.
We can work through our problems together.
Oh no, you love
and
you
make
it all
the relationship
wrong.
Work. I don't really know what to do, or whether I should bring it up at all. Unless I give him some time, and then ask him about it later on.
This is turning into the honesty game we did earlier.
Maybe he didn't even hear me properly when I said it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's amazing how sometimes when you say the words, I love you, it turns into...
He was quite tired. Love, Laura. P.S. My hair seems to be growing back again. There's stubble on my bald patch.
Oh, I see. Brilliant.
Sexy.
That's the kind of cliffhanger you want, isn't it?
real doof doof.
The stubble on my ball patch. Right, Mary, I'll let you go inside because you sound like you're actually getting pneumonia.
Aye.
I'll speak to you on Monday for more lush segment of the diet. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no. No! I've just realised I'm off.
Hang on. So you're off next week. So the cliffhanger for
is
the whole week
on the
is
ball
the
patch.
Stubble on a ball patch.
I'm away for a week. So next week, there will be no Laura's Diary.
It'll be fully grown back by the time we're back.
I would hope so. Probably so. I'll speak to you a week Monday then, Mary.
Okay, have fun.
I'm going to kind of miss you.
Miss you.
Oh, look at the beef I'm getting now for being off next week. We can't go a week without the diary just because you're off on holiday again. Glenn in Kent. Cancel your holiday. I can't deal without Laura's diary. Seriously. That's Matt from Birmingham. All the students at the University of Aberystwyth have started a big message board thread about Laura's diary on their website. It seems that you're stopping them from doing any university work, Laura. Yeah, right. Any excuse? Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Chris.
What are you saying, Chris?
I'm saying that line by Ben was absolutely fantastic. Classic Star Wars.
What line?
The, I know when Laura said I love you.
Is that, I don't know, Star, is that off Star Wars?
Empire Strikes Back, Han Solo says it to Princess Leia.
So,
amazing.
In a really romantic moment where Laura was kind of expressing her feelings for Ben of true love, he used a line from Han Solo.
Yes.
He pretended he was Han Solo, did he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was classic, and it's just so cool, it's brilliant.